hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It is the dating game show that had to tell Zac Efron, no, he can't be on this segment 20 times.
Wow.
Because he only wants to do it with his shirt off.
Why did we not say yes?
Hello.
He will not overshadow me, Brooke. It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she bought a deluxe table tennis set, but doesn't use it for ping pong.
Oh.
It's Paddle Me Natalie.
Oh.
Figure out why she used it at first.
Oh,
the nickname.
Right. Hello, Natalie.
Hi. Yes. Every freak in the city, I attract them all. So.
Okay. All right.
And in the other corner, she once spent a romantic night with the entire defensive line of the Cowboys professional football team.
Whoa.
Wow.
And now she's known as Dallas Alice.
Oh. I think I've seen you in a movie before.
Is that a point of pride for you, Dallas, Alice?
No, it's like Alice in Wonderland, the bad version.
Okay. All right.
Well, here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. And then afterwards, we will declare a winner. And are our two contestants ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Natalie, let's kick it off with you.
Okay, so a guy takes me on a date to a casino. And I thought that was a pretty cool idea for a first date, but then I discovered that my wallet was missing.
Oh, no.
So I reported it to security, and about 20 minutes later, we're sitting at the craps table, and security tackled down my date.
What?
He had my wallet.
Shut up!
No.
Yeah, and then they said, so sorry, that he does this every weekend.
Every weekend?
He's like, no, girl. I just didn't want you to pay for anything.
Yeah. But they still don't ban him from the casino.
Yeah, yeah.
They just enjoy tackling him every time.
Yeah,
all right, Alice, you're up.
I went to dinner with this guy, and he was playing footsie with me, but it was, like, not in a cute way.
Okay.
Like, he was scissoring my legs with his legs, like, all the way up.
Oh, my God.
Scissoring? What does that mean?
Don't. Just keep going.
But
like
no, scissoring your leg?
Yeah, it was like a hyperactive cricket.
Okay. That is a really good descriptor. We're all on board.
Very good, actually.
And then I get this. I asked him, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
And he was, like, turning you on animal style.
Animal style.
Animal style.
All right, Jiminy. Slow it down.
We're back to you, Natalie. What do you got?
So, a Tinder date invites me to his house for a movie. We watch Southpaw. It's like a boxing movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good movie. I forgot about
that
movie.
Yeah, good choice.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get to finish it because halfway through, he started showing off his MMA skills.
Oh, no.
At one point, he does a roundhouse spin kick and knocks over a lamp and breaks it.
No!
Oh, God.
Nice. And you know he was proud of it.
Yeah, because that lamp was the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, I bet after that showed strength, you want to sleep with me.
Oh, wow.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
All right, Dallas, Alice, we're back to you. What do you got?
So I went on this Tinder date with this guy who was so cheap. He invited me for a walk in the park, and he was like, let's get to know each other without any financial commitment.
Oh, my God, he said that?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He's a charmer.
I was fine with the walk in the park.
Yeah. Stop there.
You don't need to describe it.
So I'm walking in the park, and I sit on the bench, and my stomach's growling.
Okay.
And then this taco truck pulls up, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's like the heavens opened up, and angels were singing.
Yeah, and then he looks at me, and he goes, let's pause this date for 15 minutes.
Pause?
Pause the date? Pause.
Yeah, so then he goes and sits on this other bench and eats tacos by himself.
Oh, my God! That is unbelievable!
That is genius! I didn't know you could hit pause on a date. All right,
crazy.
We're on to the third and the final round. This is your last chance. Natalie, go ahead.
Okay, so this guy was in a rock band, and I thought that sounded really sexy.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Cool.
So he invited me to his live show.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, nice.
And I arrive at this dingy dive bar.
Uh-huh.
But inside, it's completely empty, except for me and these three, like, senior citizen biker dudes.
Oh.
Those senior citizen biker dudes love those dingy dive bars.
You know what? They have good taste in music sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was hopeful.
Okay.
So his band goes on stage, and they were... horrible.
Oh.
Yikes.
So I started to leave, and he stopped me from stage and was like, please stay, please stay.
Oh, buddy. Oh, set.
No. Did you stay?
I did. I stayed for an hour and a half.
You're an angel.
Oh, my God.
That was very nice of you.
Oh, well, God. I wasn't that nice, because then he asked me if I wanted to do it in a handicapped bathroom.
Okay.
I mean, it's a nice idea, more space.
I'm going to take one of the biker guys instead.
No, my God.
All right, Alice, this is your last chance. Go big or go home.
Well, I invited this guy to my house. Oh. And he started asking weird questions about my furniture. And it was like, how expensive is this? Or how cheap is this? And I'm just thinking, like, is this guy going to rob me? Like,
right, because it's already happened to you. So,
right,
oh, no, that was the other girl. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't care that much because I ended up sleeping with him anyway.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Anyway, I wake up and he wasn't in the bed the next morning.
Okay, no. So he'd left.
Okay.
Yeah, so I immediately freaked out because I thought about the furniture question.
Oh, yeah.
And so I run to the living room and I'm like looking around. I'm like, what? And everything is rearranged.
What?
He rearranged?
Oh, that's so
your
creepy.
Furniture?
All my furniture is rearranged. And I'm like, whoa. So I see a note on the counter and it says, you're welcome. I just feng shui'd you.
You got feng shui'd.
That needs to be a TV show.
It
you
does.
Just got feng shui'd.
And then it says, P.S. I stole your phone charger.
No.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
That's all part of the feng shui. It didn't go on the couch.
You just got charger shui.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. That's amazing.
All right. That final bell means the match is over.
That was a fun match.
That was
it
a
was
really
a
good
match.
One. Well, let's go to the judges and get your final scorecards. Alexis, who gets your vote today?
I'm going to go with Natalie. It's the boxing. The guy boxing is too much for me.
All right. That's one for Paddle Me, Natalie. Brooke, who are you giving it to?
I'm going Natalie. The stolen wallet at the very beginning.
Okay.
Like, that's so messed up.
The wallet at the casino. So
yes.
Jose's vote does not matter. That means congratulations. Paddle Me, Natalie. You are the queen of questionable dating decisions. You are our winner today. Congratulations.
I mean, thank you. I just want to thank my parents who never taught me how to be discerning.
That is Battle of the Tinder Dates. Text into 78592, and you can be a contestant on the next edition. Phone Tap's coming up right after this.